Oh, yes.
I knew this yolk would take it beyond.
Today, we are going to try a hearty breakfast bean stew that has its origins in the Middle East and North Africa, but it's traveled far and wide to Southeast Asia, and you can find it here at Geylang Serai Food Center. I was so happy I was able to spend my CDC vouchers on this beauteous bowl of beans for breakfast. Now, it's known as phool in the Middle East and North Africa, but here in Singapore, they call it kacang phool. And with a name like that, you know, I've got to dive right in. Confession, I have never tried this in my life. This is the first time I'm ever having kacang phool. Flavorful, it's comforting, it's got texture, and it's got lots of spice. The main ingredient in kacang phool, of course, is kacang. Broad beans that have been soaked for 24 hours and then simmered low and slow. Also added to the beans are cumin, coriander, fennel, ginger, lemongrass, and other secret herbs and spices, plus chili paste. Fresh green chilies as well as red onions are added to garnish, and you have to soak everything up with some toasted French loaf. Look at it, it's soft and squidgy on the inside. Crispy, toasty, bready crust. Kacang phool in itself is very nutritious, very healthy. But if you want to add a little bit of naughtiness, then ask for a fried egg. Ta-da! We need to mix and dip. Mix. Dip. Oh, look at that. I knew this yolk would take it beyond. Hearty and wholesome. In fact, you could say the same about this family. They've got such a wholesome mission and so much heart to safeguard kacang phool for future generations. From Mr. Mustafa to his son Mr. Nordin to his 18-year-old sons. They won't compromise on the original recipe, but they're upping their game by jumping on the digital platforms. And you can also use your CDC vouchers here. So you'd be a fool if you don't dive into this pool